It's Wednesday, 29th of October. What a difference. No wind at all. Extremely calm and still. Grey skies now that were blue. Well, I could see stars at 7 o'clock this morning because it was dark. But now it's clouded over. There was a frost, ground frost last night. I checked the temp, 2 degrees. And the grass in the park and some of the nearby rooftops are white. Massive difference in weather. I came to the back door last night, just after 10, as I always do, have a wee look out before I lock up. And you could feel it was going to get cold, and you could see the stars in the sky. It's beautiful. I had hoped that those clear skies would have stayed today and give us some bright weather, at least sunshine. I'm a wee bit disappointed. No, on the positive side, it's not windy or raining anymore. Quite a bit of activity of the birds this morning too. All flitting about, doing their ting. I can feel the cold in my fingertips. It's already biting in. It's one of those mornings, I just want to stand here and with my eyes closed and just soak in the relative peace and quiet and the birds' song. I think they must be entirely glad too that that horrible weather has gone and they get on about their daily business without being bombarded. Yeah, I can see my breath in the air this morning. Feeling good. Feeling pretty good. I'm feeling a bit sore because I was performing a particular task yesterday, not here, elsewhere, and it meant me being in a confined space for a wee bit, so much so that I cut the circulation off to my left foot completely without realising it. And when I went to get up, someone had stolen my foot because there was no sensation whatsoever. I could see that it was flexing side to side as I tried to get up, but there was absolutely no sensation that there was a foot there at all. In fact, I actually thought I've killed my foot. It just I've severed nerves or something. Apart from that, my hips are a bit sore because of the confined space, so that's okay, I'll go. Well, it just shows you when you think you're fit, you do something different and you get aches and pains. A lovely calm morning. What a difference just to stand here and watch all the birds. There's loads more than you hear. There's 1, 2, 3 wee blue ticks all together up there. 4 now. All searching below the remaining leaves for wee beasties. This is a morning for a big rooster on, as in a big coal or log fire. I was just thinking there about my mum and my wife when we had, well, different times as it were, different houses, but my granny as well. When we all had coal fires, and the women would stand in front of the fire with their back to it and warm their bahuki. I just pictured that, just standing there rubbing their bum in front of the fire. The reason they were rubbing their bum was because it was getting too hot, but rather move away from the fire. In danger of letting someone else sneak in there. Granny, my mum's mum, she used to sit that close to the fire that her legs were permanently scorched, as it were. And it's called, what we call it, Bumby Tartan. You could recognise them as in those days, ladies, women didn't wear, not in general, didn't wear trousers, it was always skirts. And you could always tell the woman that sat by the fire a lot, because they had bumby tartan just doing the one leg. I can picture my granny sitting and rubbing her leg, constantly rubbing her leg as she spoke to you, because it was burning, but she wouldn't move away from the fire. You're forming masochism. Great pictures. I think I need to try and live or relive the past a wee bit more than I do. Oh, just so many great memories and great mental pictures. I don't want to wait till I'm stuck in a chair somewhere in a corner babbling away to myself, and I'm not making light of that by any means. I'd rather relive those days when I'm compos mentis, at least, as they say. Blue ticks and coal ticks. Looking for food, and I still haven't got any in yet. Didn't get a chance yesterday. And a rocky appears and disappears just as quickly. What a difference being able to stand and in peace and watch them. And a goldfinch comes down again to the Niger feeder, but there's nothing there. I just feel so damn guilty. They depend on me and others. Nothing there, my friend. It's market day today, and if Harbison's there with his big pet food van, I can get Niger seed and bird seed there, if I remember. I'll have to write it down on a card and stick it in front of the dashboard of the car. Ah, skies are clearing again. So I look straight up. Brilliant. Come on. A bit of sunshine, Lord. Just a wee bit of sunshine.